Small Bodman began her career as a TV reporter in San Francisco. She then anchored the news and covered breaking news stories throughout the Bay Area. She moved to Washington to anchor Channel 5's 10 o'clock news, host both a nationally syndicated program on business and economic issues, and a three-hour news talk radio show. When Reagan was elected president, Karna was appointed Jim Brady's deputy press secretary. She worked closely with the National Press Corps, traveled extensively, and met with the president almost daily. Later, Karna became a senior director and spokesperson for the National Security Council. When Karna left to become senior vice president of a public affairs firm, she was the highest-ranking woman on the White House staff. By now, she had written TV news scripts, briefing papers for the president, newspaper columns, and magazine articles. But she always wanted to write novels. She's written four, including the newest, Castle Bravo. Welcome, Karna. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report.
I'm delighted to be with you, Elaine. This is terrific.
Your background is so impressive. What was it like for you to face the press corps in the Reagan White House?
Daunting.
I bet.
It really was. And, of course, now today things are even more challenging. I have sympathy, I'll put it that way, for any press operation, any administration. No, it really was tough. But on the other hand, the advantage that we had was working for a man like President Reagan, who was so gracious and so charming. And in fact, even people who didn't agree with his policies, they liked him, you know?
Yeah.
they really liked him.
Yeah. Let's get to the book. With your long and varied career in Washington, was there an actual event that inspired Castle Bravo?
It was inspired specifically by a conversation I had with a major general who was in charge of our entire missile defense force worldwide that I happened to meet and got to know. And he said, Karna, let me paint a scenario for you. Let's say it's a few years down the road, and some country that doesn't like us, or some militant group or something, somehow gets hold of a small nuclear device. Now, that's pretty doable, right? Where, I mean, they're all trying with proliferation issues worldwide. And let's say they also get hold of a little delivery vehicle. It could be as simple as a Scud missile. And I discovered recently you could procure a Scud missile on the black market from an arms dealer for about $100,000. So there you go, put them together. And they're off our coast someplace on some disguised fishing boat or something. And they're not going to aim it at Los Angeles or San Francisco or New York. But what they're going to do is aim it straight up in the air. And when you detonate even a small nuclear device up in the atmosphere, 50 miles up, which could be easy to shoot up on a Scud, it sets off something called an electromagnetic pulse. Think of shock waves emanating. And what that does, it doesn't kill people on the ground, but it fries all of the electronics on the ground. Elaine, I'll tell you, we would have no internet, no communications, no ATMs, no refrigeration, transportation, sanitation. And as the general looked at me, he said, Karna, it would set us back to the year 1910. Talk about a scary scenario. So I just had to write a story about it. I did research and I created characters. My heroine works as the White House Director of Homeland Security, and she's very concerned about this, and there are some events overseas. So this is the story of Castle Bravo. I hope your listeners will want to read it.
Yeah. Well, can we assume that your lead character, Samantha Reed, is based on an actual person and maybe even you?
Well, not me. I'm not that smart. Sometimes I think we create characters that we would like to be a little bit like them or have some of their facets. You know, in fact, I recall there was a great line. The terrific writer, Ann Tyler, was once asked, why do you write novels? And I remember what she said. She said, I write so they may experience more than one life.
Hmm.
You know, you're creating all these characters with their goals and motivations and so forth. So yeah, we have our lead character. And then the love of her life is sent overseas to one of these problem areas, and we don't know whether he's going to get away or not. There's a great deal of tension in the book. But
And with her dad, too.
And with her dad involved as well.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to talk about this kind of a threat, but not in a preachy way, of course. All these are mystery thrillers. And I call another quote, George Bernard Shaw once said, the best way to get your point across is to entertain. So that's what we're trying to do with Castle Bravo.
Yeah. When I was reading this and thinking about, when you were in D.C. and privy to all those national security threats, it must have been a really heavy burden. And with your background, even now, of course, you spend a lot of time thinking about national security much more than the regular folks. Do you ever wish you had chosen a different career path?
Oh, no. I was really so fortunate to be able to spend those 6 years in the Reagan White House, and I'm sure that people who have an opportunity to work in the White House of any administration consider that the high point of their career.
Right, and of course, I worked at the Library of Congress and spent many happy years on Capitol Hill, and I know from my own experience that there's so much that goes on that never makes it into the newspapers.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that we hope doesn't make it into the newspapers. But on the other hand, I'm grateful for freedom of the press, having worked with both sides of that as well.
Yeah. Have you heard from any associates from your D.C. days who may see themselves in one of your books?
Oh, sure. We talk about that a lot. In fact, I have talked to many of my former colleagues on the National Security Council to get information, do research. And I have one particular source who was with the FBI. And I even feature him and use his name.
Yeah. Well, your background, of course, is hard news. So how difficult was it to go from a strict style of reporting to writing fiction?
That was a challenge, Elaine. Let me tell you, for anyone who's thinking about writing a book out there, because in the beginning, I did a lot of writing, first news scripts and then columns and some articles. And then, of course, working in the White House, you're trying to boil everything down. You say, okay, let's get some talking points together in our Mideast policy and put them on one page.
Right.
Pretty much of a challenge. And then you're thinking about trying to put a whole story together, and you're trying to extrapolate out to 400 pages. And you get to about page 220 and say, where do I go from here? But it is a challenge to keep the tension going throughout the book and try to end every chapter with a hook.
Right.
And keep the reader reading. And I was really thrilled when Castle Bravo won an award at the Paris Book Festival. That was really exciting for me. Something you'd put on your website. And, if I could mention, the website is karnabodman.com, K-A-R-N-A, because if anyone, any of your listeners wanted to send me an email, it's listed there on the contact page. I'd be delighted to send them an autographed book plate. They're little book plates. You peel off the backing and stick it in the book, and now you have an autographed book.
All right. And are you already working on the next book?
Oh, yes. In fact, I'm working on two of them. At the same time, sometimes you get a few ideas, and then I know that sounds a little weird, but I had an idea for these continuing characters, Samantha Reed and Trip Adams, and they are going to have yet a separate kind of a challenge, totally different challenge, different country involved, different bad guys. And that one, for that one, I've borrowed a phrase from the Reagan days. It's called Trust But Verify. And then separately, I had an idea for a much more lighthearted, more of a romantic suspense. Different characters, but just something lighthearted, sort of on the side. I think some authors can write in different genres and have a good time with it. It would be more lighthearted, and that one is called Affairs of State. Well, finally, I want to thank you so much for having me on your show and giving me an opportunity to talk about Castle Bravo. And it recently just came out in audio, and I certainly hope they enjoy the story.
All right. Well, I know I enjoyed the story. Thanks so much for joining us today, Karna.
Thank you, Elaine.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye.